Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Fergus.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you. First of all, I'm digging your shirt, if I can say such a thing.
I'm coming on radio, I better impress.
It's great, though. You've got the flamingos and the palm trees, the whole thing. I mean, and you're a surfer dude, so that makes great sense.
We say it's the adventure capital here, but with the Aloha spirit, you know?
Okay, you do what's called free diving. You're from Free Dive Ireland, and I know that we've spoken before some years ago. It's nice to see you again about this type of thing. And last year we were in Strandhill and we spoke to Cian Egan, who's big fan of that type of thing over there. And this year we're on the other side of the bay, obviously, in Ross's Point this morning. I mean, days like today, you must live for, do you?
They're fantastic. I mean, it's glorious. You just have to look around you. It's there's no other country you'd want to be in.
Yeah.
Realistically, there is not, you know.
And Sligo has its charms in that respect, doesn't it? I mean, it's a magnet for surfing.
It's a magnet for that. I mean, we're certainly pushing for it. You know, it's the adventure capital in our opinion.
Yes.
And I mean, the one thing I think that we stand head and shoulders above the rest is, okay, we have Strandhill just over there, Ross's Point, Knocknarea, Benbulbin, all around us. If you're based in Sligo Town or somewhere around there, everything's kind of 10, 15, 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, it's so central. And you can go surfing, you can go stand up paddleboard and go steer and freediving, all of the above, horse riding, and you're not travelling to get to it.
What's freediving?
So, you'd have an understanding what scuba diving is.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but without the tank.
Oh, crikey.
That's probably the best way to describe it.
I thought the whole point of scuba diving was that you have the tank.
No, the guy I trained with, Umberto Palazzari, he was world champion, he's an Italian guy, and he says the scuba diver dives to look around and the free diver dives to look inside himself. So it's a bit zen, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
You really have to get your mind in the right place.
It's really. So when you're free diving, you're what? You're counting on, you have to breathe, hold your breath?
Hold your breath. So we would breathe nice and deeply and calmly on the surface, really get your mind in the right place. So we would practice meditation techniques beforehand. Exactly.
Through the nose.
Diaphragmatic breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you're in the right place, in the right frame of mind, you do your dive. So once you're under, there's a couple of different types of diving, I suppose, in terms of recreational diving. So we're just diving to look at the fish or the seals out here, or if you're lucky enough, the dolphins and basking sharks we get here as well. Yeah. And then there's the competitive end of it where you might be diving down a line. So you're diving down as deep as you can go, turn around and come on back up.
Let's stick with the zen thing. I'm enjoying that bit because I'm feeling quite zen this week myself on this trip. So what, you know, for some people that can be gobbledygook, and for other people it can be the be all and end all. And I find that most people I've met who said they're zen are really angry and not zen at all. They just say they're zen. But you're an exception to the rule, because you seem very chilled out. Yeah. So what makes one man and a woman zen like and another not?
I think it's practice. Being honest, I mean, it's not something you're going to turn on and turn off.
Yeah.
So I'd be kind of 10 years freediving now, 5 years as an instructor, and really it was becoming the instructor that brought me on and started me practicing the meditation in order to go a little bit deeper and to stay a bit longer.
So when you're down there,
what
are you thinking? Are you thinking at all? Are you worrying, or are you worrying about the world, or thinking about the world, or are you just thinking about the sea?
Thinking about the sea, you're taking it all in. I mean, really the landscape is completely different. The seascape is completely different underneath there. So you're going to see the wildlife, the fish life that's down there. I suppose the big thing about them is you're part of their world. If I'm freediving and I know the scuba divers in the area, you'll hear them maybe about 10 minutes before you see them. You can hear the bubbles coming. So if I can hear them, the fish life and the marine life is certainly going to be able to hear them.
Yeah.
So it's the only time I've ever kind of crept up on a fish. Or I had a great experience out in Inishmurry where I was kind of peering into a hole and I heard a big kind of a bang nearly. And all of a sudden a seal came crashing out at me, and he was as shocked as I was.
Get away. The two of you going,
the two of us going to go,
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So, you know, you get into that would never happen on scuba. I used to do scuba diving for about 5 or 6 years before I got into the free diving.
Yeah.
So I had a bit of both.
So the lack of tank means you have to hold your breath for prolonged periods of time.
Yeah.
So how long can you hold your breath for? I mean, if I was to play that game as a kid, you might pull in 90 seconds or so and then you'd feel faint. So what are you talking about?
Longest I've done is 5 minutes 15 is my longest.
Ooh, that's a long time.
It seems like it.
It does seem.
Yeah. The world record is 12 minutes 10.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, so
would you not be brain damaged nearly if you're
No, we've certain physiological changes happen when you hold your breath. So you've probably heard at some stage in the news about people going under the ice and 20 and 30 minutes go past. And because of the rapid cooling, they have this physiological change that happens when the body holds its breath. So they come back out and they're revived and they have no brain damage. So when I'm holding my breath for 5 minutes, my brain isn't without oxygen for 5 minutes.
Okay.
What happens is we get a change in our extremities, the veins and the arteries constrict. All that blood is shunted into the core, so it goes to the heart, the lungs and the brain. So we can survive quite a long time without breathing.
In a tankless environment.
In a tankless environment.
You head down, how deep, how low do you go?
The deepest I've gone is 44 metres, so just under 150 feet. That would be the exceptional, we'll say. When I'm diving here in Ireland, I would be only diving maybe 10, 15, 20 metres. That's where most of the marine life is, and that's what I like to see. So most of my diving would be 10, 15 metres.
Okay, which is, you get to see lots then.
You would, yeah.
It's like an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Exactly,
where
you're
the star.
Now you said it.
Now, okay, yeah, God, yeah, I like the sound of it, I have to say.
Yeah.
Do you bring people, do you do courses in this?
I do courses here in Sligo and around the country at times as well. And you get everyone from, you know, someone who's quite a water person, they might be a surfer, another might be an open water swimmer.
Yeah.
And you also get people that would be afraid of water. So they don't like the idea of scuba diving with a heavy tank, or, you know, they really want to talk to someone that's into the ocean and gives them the confidence, I suppose, to say, everything's going to be okay out here, we just need to... To relax.
Yeah. You see, I'm a creature of habit, right? I like my books and my pints and my walks down the pier and hanging out with my girls and just chilling out like that. And I do the same things a lot. And then I come on this trip and I've already played, you know, teed off today on the third green today.
I heard you did very well.
8 o'clock this morning. And doing kind of outside I did Zorba, whatever.
Westport,
Zorba the Geek yesterday and all that. And today there, you know, I was thinking maybe fly fishing might be nice. I like fly fishing. I'd like to, on a lake somewhere, you know, after the deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
But they're saying, no, we want you to do the co-steering.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, over breakfast this morning, they tried it on last night after a pint. They were trying to, you know, the old rubber arm. I was having none of it. They were trying to trick me, you see. This morning they tried it on again, Fergus, you know.
Okay.
I don't see the joy in jumping off. I've never worn a wetsuit. Could you imagine me in a wetsuit? I'd look like a... You know,
you get the one to fit you, and you're perfect. There's no. I mean, just looking out there, I mean, you can see the Atlantic off to your left there. I mean, it's.
But I was on it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw you driving you were piloting the boat.
I
saw the picture. Yeah.
So why would I want to jump off it and wreck it? You know, I could just hop in a little boat and cast a fly.
It's a fantastic. I mean, it's like saying, well, I'll never leave Ireland. I mean, Ireland's a fantastic place, but. You know, travel broadens the mind. I would say take on the new experience.
Oh, Lord.
For definite.
There's only so much I can do for my program. Fergus, it's been good to reacquaint ourselves with you.
And
I like what you do. You've got life sussed, I think, so that's good. And I wish you well in all your endeavours.
Thanks very much.